Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Talking with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, latest cattle on feed report out. Give us a rundown of the numbers.
You bet. The February cattle on feed report showed placements in the month of January were 103.2% of last year. Marketings in the month of January were 94.4% of last year. And that gives us an on-feed total for February 1 of 101.5% of last year.
When you start looking under the hood of these numbers, what do they really tell you?
Well, you know, if you look at the pre-report estimates, the placements are on the top end of that range, a little bit bigger than the average. The marketings were actually pretty close to expected. You know, the resulting on-feed total is a little bit bigger by about 1% than what was expected. A couple of reactions to that. One is to keep in mind that January of 2021 had two less slaughter days than January of 2020. That doesn't happen very often. A lot of times we're plus or minus 1 day. But this one actually had two less days. So, for example, that marketing's number at 94% is actually not that bad on a daily average basis. Daily average marketings in January were actually bigger than a year ago. The placement number, you know, is slightly bearish. I'm not sure that the market will take it as, you know, very seriously bearish, although you never know how the market's going to react. But what this says really is that, you know, we carried in an inventory on January 1 that was about equal to a year ago. We had a pretty big placements month in January, and we knew we carried in some feeder cattle from last year. That showed up in that feeder supply on January 1 that was about the same size as last year, even though the calf crop was smaller and those kind of things. So the bottom line is we've got plenty of cattle in the system right now. They're kind of working their way. You know, we put more of them in the feedlot. We're going to work our way through them in the first half of the year. And then I think we start to see these numbers tighten up a little bit, more so in the second half of the year.
Daryl, obviously, we've got the cattle on feed numbers that we're chewing on, but we also have this weather that we've just really come out of, extremely cold, lots of snow. What does that do to our cattle pipeline?
Obviously, cold weather like this robs production from the system, and that's kind of true of all cattle wherever they are, but especially in the feedlots. You know, cattle performance drops. So the cattle will, you know, they'll finish perhaps a little bit lighter or a little bit later than they would have. I expect that we will see carcass weights show an impact from this cold spell. It'll probably take a couple weeks before it shows up in the carcass weight data, but we'll see that. So that's going to help tighten up things a little bit from that standpoint. You know, the fed cattle market, because of this relative abundance, we're not really backed up, if you will, or not current in any serious way. But we've had plenty of cattle and struggled a little bit to kind of put together the normal spring rally in fed cattle. It's kind of been more sideways than anything. Wants to go higher, but really hasn't had the fundamentals. The weather may help push us a little bit to see some of that once we get, you know, past all of the very short-term disruptions that we had with packing plants losing power and other things. That should be over, and we move past that pretty quick. So,
you think, from what you've seen on the wholesale box beef trade here in the last three or four days, it seems like we've suddenly started bouncing higher again on choice and select beef. Is that a result of the weather?
I don't really think this is so much a weather event. I'm sure the weather, you know, if anything, did help support that, but we've had very strong counter-seasonal strength in box beef since January 1. all through the month of January, box beef typically drops from January to February and then starts marking, moving a little bit higher from March, April, and into a May peak as we approach grilling season. It started early. We've maintained a strong box beef market. We've maintained a very wide choice select spread. We should be at about the seasonal low now, and the choice select spread's running $12 to $13 right now when it should be typically more like $3 to $4. So all of that tells me that beef demand is probably pretty good. That's helping to support the fed cattle market, and that's going to help support the feeder cattle market, even if these numbers look slightly bearish in this cattle on feed report.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.